Hello guys, today we are going to see the various species of macaws, which are a group of parrots. They are often long-tailed and colorful, mostly found in the New World. They are found to be good companions, even though conservation concerns are present. Before we start, here's some basic information about the macaw. Its common name is macaw. The scientific name is Cyptacidae. Its diet is omnivorous, and its average lifespan varies, but it's up to 60 years. I would just like to note that this information is from National Geographic. So, let's start with our various species of macaws. 1. Blue and gold macaw. Also called the blue and yellow macaw, this bird is one of the bigger avian creatures out there. These macaws have a dull green forecrown with blue upper parts, a white bare face patch with a blackish green chin strap, and bright yellow on the underparts, the underside of the tail, and the underwing coverts. They like to eat a variety of fruit and nuts, and in doing so act the role of seed disperser. This bird is not globally threatened, even though it is in decline due to rampant poaching as well as the selling of young birds as pets. It is seen only in the neotropics, occupying most of South America. Its habitat is seasonally flooded forests, these forests being called varzea and gallery forests. They also live in savannas and deciduous forests, away from water, as well as lowlands to only 500 meters in most of their range. Let us talk more about their distribution. In the Caribbean, they are seen only in Panama, their range being more vast in South America. In there, it is seen in the countries of Peru, Ecuador, Venezuela, Colombia, Guyana, French Guinea, Suriname, Paraguay, Bolivia, and mainly in Brazil. In our third paragraph, I had written neotropics in bold. Some of you might not know its meaning, so here it is. Neotropics. In biogeography, the neotropics or the neotropical realm is one of the 8 terrestrial realms. This realm includes South America, Central America, the Caribbean islands, and Southern North America. I shall write a post on biogeographical realms soon. Our second bird will be Hans macaw, also called the red-shouldered macaw. This is one of the smallest macaws in the world. It is easily confused with parakeets because of its similar coloring. It can be described as largely green, apart from a contrasting bare white face, blue crown, and red shoulders. An interesting thing is the beak color varies between subspecies, found all dark in the northern ones with a pale upper mandible in the and dark lower mandible in other subspecies. This bird is typically seen foraging in groups or pairs in savannas, palm groves, and occasionally in urban areas. There are variations in habitat between southern and northern subspecies. Let us see the northern. Its habitat is natural savannas and marshy areas with Mauritia and Orbignia palm species. It can also be seen in gallery woodland, second growth woodland, as well as cultivation. It has occasionally been sighted near human habitation. The southern ones live in natural savannas including Cerrado, as well as with areas with Mauritia flexuosa, Maximiliana maripa, or Orbignia marciana palm species. It can also be seen in sparse Caatinga woodland. Its distribution ranges from Venezuela, Guyana, Suriname, and French Guinea to Brazil, Bolivia, and Paraguay. Our third bird will be Hyacinth macaw. It is surely one of the most unmistakable birds out there, with its huge size and cobalt blue color. Its bright blue color contrasts with its yellow eye ring and bill base. It is completely dependent on fruits, meaning it is a frugivore. This frugivorous diet maintains the macaw as the primary seed disperser, and it is essential to the ecosystem where it is found. It gives a series of loud croaking craw notes, which is its prime call. It is seen in mostly forest borders and in open woodland, but has also been sighted in savannas with palm trees. It is primarily seen in areas with Mauritia palm, the critical factor of the habitat being abundant to surplus food. This bird has a smaller distribution than the other two macaws we have seen, due to being restricted in Brazil, Paraguay, and some patches in Bolivia. I think this is chiefly due to three factors. The first one being its restriction on distribution could be due to its specific needs for habitat, it being comfortable only with a host of specific conditions. Another reason could be obvious losses due to deforestation, global warming, climate change, as well as recent urbanization and industrialization. I feel another key reason could be the selling of baby birds in large bird markets, this practice being common in rural areas. With this, I conclude this post and will come back next week with a very interesting topic. Bye for now.